OJM board approves $6 say in grid upgrades, written by Devin Leith Yesian and read by an automated voice. The PJM Board of Managers on February 26 approved a $6 billion package of grid upgrades that includes expanding the 765 kV backbone east to meet rising demand, particularly in Northern Virginia's data center alley. PJM's recommended slate of projects includes Window 1 of the 2024 Regional Transmission Expansion Plan, as well as a doubling of the cost estimate for grid reinforcements needed to allow the deactivation of Talen Energy's Brandon Shores generator outside Baltimore from $738.83 million to $1.5 billion. CAAA AATPP changes include doubling of transmission costs for Brandon Shores generation. PJM TAIC briefs February 4, 2025. A strong, efficient transmission system enables economic growth and ensures reliability for consumers across the PJM region, PJM's Executive Vice President of Operations, Planning and Security, Aftab Khan, said in an announcement of the approval. These projects are especially critical to reliably meet the increasing demand for electricity and leverage new generation resources. The expansion of the 765 kV network, which accounts for the bulk of the cost, would proceed in two regions. One to the north, running from the John Amos substation in West Virginia to the Dubes substation in Maryland, and a second to the south, linking the existing network looped into Joshua Falls in Amherst, Virginia, to a new substation named Yeet in Fauquier County to the north. The northern corridor would use a mix of greenfield and existing rights-of-way between Joshua Falls and the Welton Springs substation, which would be upgraded with a new 765 kV switchyard, four 250 Embergener shunt reactors, and a 500 Embergener shunt reactors and a 500 Emeridinar synchronous compensator. The line would continue to Dubes, mainly following existing OWO, and then to a new Rocky Point substation sited nearby. The new facility would be looped into the 500 kV Dubs Goose Creek, Dubs Aspen, and Woodside Goose Creek lines, and would feature 765 and 500 kV yards, two 765/500 kV transformers, two 765 kV and two 504 kV, 250 Emergener capacitor banks, and a 500 Emergener Stat Colorado M. Upgrades would also be made to the Joshua Falls, Dubs, and Black Oak substations. PJM's analysis report accompanying the recommended project states that the proposals to upgrade the corridor between John Amos and Rocky Point to 765 kV was selected to provide scalability and flexibility to address load growths and changes in the resource mix beyond the AREATPP horizon. A newly implemented 15-year analysis found anticipated violations that would be resolved by the proposal. The work was assigned to American Electric Power, First Energy, and Trans-Allegheny Interstate Line Co., the latter of which is a First Energy subsidiary. It is expected to cost $1.9 billion, with a required in-service date in June 2029, and projected in-service date in December 2029, and projected in-service date in December 2029. The Southern Joshua Falls Yeet line would mainly follow existing RWO, with some greenfield components. Yeet would be cut into the 500 kV Brister's Ox, 500 kV Meadowbrook Vint Hill, and 230 kV Vint Hill Elk Run lines. The component is estimated to cost $1.1 billion and go into service in June 2029. The work between Joshua Falls and Yeet also includes the proposed 500 kV Kraken Loop, branching off the North Anna substation to a new Kraken facility to the northeast and turning back northwest to Yeet. Existing lines between North Anna and the Ladysmith substation would be upgraded to 500 kV, and new lines, mainly following existing RWO, would be built to Kraken, which would be outfitted with two 1440T transformers. The corridor would continue to Yeet with a mix of greenfield and existing RWO. Upgrades would be made to the North Anna, Ladysmith, and Elmont substations. The AREATPP report states that the loop will address load growth expected to the east of North Anna while also resolving stability and operational constraints. Ties to the 230 kV network around Kraken would be deferred until they are needed and likely pursued through the supplemental planning process. The loop was assigned to Dominion Energy at an estimated cost of $704 million and an in-service date in June 2029. Several additional project components across the PJM region were included in the AREATPP window. An additional $672 million transfers project was selected to upgrade 230 kV and 115 kV and 115 kV infrastructure across the Dominion's footprint. which was assigned the construction as the incumbent transmission owner. The package includes a new 230 kV Elmont-Lottie Smith line using existing structures between the two substations, a new 230 kV Rains Cloud line, and rebuilding two 230 kV lines between the Marsh Run and Remington, Connecticut substations. A $217 million package was approved in the AT region to rebuild the 32-mile, 138 kV Greenfield Beaver line and sections of the Hayes Avery, Avery Shinrock, and 138 kV Greenfield Lakeview line. A $262 million project would reconfigure the 765 kV Melezhesky substation and reconductor the 10.2 miles of the 345 kV Melezhesky corridor line and 4.75 miles of the 345 kV Boakes Creek Marysville line. Advanced Energy United Policy Director John Gordon said the ARETPP process fails to consider regional impacts and alternatives to transmission for solving needs identified. He also argued that projects submitted by TOs are planned in isolation and not competitively bid. PJM continues with its business-as-usual build-out of local transmission reliability projects that are not part of any kind of comprehensive regional infrastructure planning process. The PJM board just approved $6.7 billion of these transmission projects for this year, up from $5.1 billion in 2024. The five-year cost for these projects is approaching $40 billion, Gordon said. These costs are passed through directly to ratepayers and are part of the ever-escalating retail electric rate problem that PJM seems to have little concern for.